I'm working with the surgery center that is bringing on a new ortho spine surgeon, and he would like to begin practicing in the ASC. We have a hospital partner with this ASC, and our initial reaction is that we would have him begin his practice at the hospital so that we could obviously feel him out, as I've heard both physicians today allude to, that it's very important to determine whether they would be a good fit for the ASC. That's kind of hard to tell them. I'm just wondering if there are any benchmarks that you use or have seen used to determine when a surgeon is really ready to transition these types of cases to the ASC.
Ms. Anderson, does any of your other partners perform spine surgery?
No.
Well, see, they've been exposed to it, I'm sure. Everyone has at some point in time. You know, that's the key. They do not teach this in residencies. They don't teach this in fellowships, how to do, you know, quick outpatient surgeries, and you know, they teach you to, you know, I was trained in heavy metal to throw all kind of devices in through every approach known to mankind. That's not what we do here, and people coming out of residencies or fellowships, they want the world, and if you can have someone oversight through simple outpatient procedure cases, I'm sure it's probably part of most hospital guidelines that they have to be have someone do X number of cases, whether 10, 15, 20, 30 cases before you transition. I think that's absolutely critical. You are buffered by a hospital partner. I think that you won't see some of the potential problems that may creep up because they have a vested interest in your success as well too. I would strongly recommend that person gets supervised in a hospital outpatient setting and just let them know up front that this is a transition that is a natural and expected transition that every partner went through. That being said, that person should have no problem with this. But you have to make sure there's some oversight into patient selection. I was given by my old chairman some good advice. He said, Caruso, don't kill anyone in 6 months when you're practicing for the first 6 months, or you should never live it down. And you know, it sounds kind of flippant, but, you know, it is true. You really want to make sure you hit the ground running up front, and you want to do the best you can. And if there's any questions or concerns, you really defer to the hospital setting. That's all I can really tell you. You don't push the envelope until you really feel comfortable with this guy.
Dr. Davidson here. I would only add that whether it be incorporating spine surgery or another new modality, especially complex ones, you want to have a good handle on the efficiency of the surgeon. If the surgery many times or routinely turns into a mess or a bloodbath, or there's irate surgeons, or, you know, if there's any misbehavior, you need surgeons on the top of their game, and you need to pick the right partners. If you don't have an existing spine line, it's going to be very expensive for you to incorporate this initially, both in terms of capital and the time of your staff. And so you need to feel this guy out in many levels, in terms of his willingness to participate in economic decisions, in terms of his efficiency as a surgeon, in terms of his personality, and only then would you consider investing in having him as a partner.
Absolutely. That's my gut instinct also, so it's great to hear you back that up.
And put it in writing and have him know this up front. You know, there's a criteria that he has to meet every month or quarterly for review, and these expectations, and you get feedback from the nurses, you know, to see, because the personalities are huge. The average neurosurgery relationship lasts less than 3 years. I had a big problem with that when I came out of my residency, not knowing why, but it's personalities, and it's how people deal with stress, and surgery is a stressful environment.
We give a timeline to potential surgical partners in our facility that we either don't know or we have some reason to caution about, and we'll say, look, operate here for 3 months. We'll sit and review your work. At 6 months, if things are good, we'll share some documents. At 9 months, if things are right, you can expect to buy in. For example, something like that that's tangible. And then
Okay. That
way you can see how they schedule, how they behave, how they treat your nursing personnel. You know, you want to date and dance before you engage in the consummation here.